It was just 1 year ago that Mark Levine learned he was getting a new job. In one of the North Bay's biggest election surprises, the San Rafael City Councilman upset former Noreen Evans staffer Michael Allen to win the 10th Assembly District seat, previously held by Jared Huffman. That outcome was a direct result of California's new top-two primary system, which put the two Democrats into the November general election. As a freshman legislator, Levine became part of a Democratic supermajority in Sacramento, but he quickly found that a shared party affiliation hardly meant uniform views or issues.
There is no monolithic ideology within the Democratic supermajority. Their districts are different. So the issues for a Democratic Assembly member from Merced, incredibly different from Sonoma and Marin. They have unemployment that we cannot imagine. They have greater level of poverty. It's a significantly different community. And to respect the perspectives they bring is critically important.
Thus began the relationship-building aspect of his first year in office, something he believes the extended term limits law will also encourage. Levine also learned there could be more than one way to accomplish a policy objective, a lesson that came when his bill to regulate water recycling was vetoed by the governor.
The Water Quality Control Board was not helping the Sonoma County Water Agency with its use of recycled water, so we took a legislative avenue to push this issue. And because of the legislature's support, it got the governor's attention, and he directed the Water Quality Control Board to do exactly and more than we were pursuing. So it's an interesting way to use legislation to push some policy goals.
Levine landed several committee assignments that deal with a complex mixture of issues. One is the Arts, Entertainment, Tourism, and Internet Media Committee, on which he's the lone Northern California member. Another is the cryptically named Governmental Organization Committee.
GO, as it's called, includes alcohol, tobacco, Indian gaming, horse racing, and natural disasters. So an interesting mix. And certainly with the wine industry, the craft beer industry here in the North Bay, with Indian gaming issues very much on people's minds, it was important to me to have a presence on that committee.
And Levine quickly came to relish his role on those committees.
Anytime a bill comes before committee, you have an opportunity to weigh in and say, this is how a proposed law could be more effective. So on prevailing wage legislation, social media privacy, CEQA reform, any of those issues that have come before committees of mine, we've been able to work with the author, find ways to improve bills, and have an impact.
Reviewing the legislative year as a whole, he's most pleased with the boost in spending for education.
We were able to pay back $2.1 billion in deferred payments to education this year, an additional $1 billion to train teachers in Common Core, the new curriculum for our schools. Able to put another $100 million to community colleges and $125 million apiece to UC and CSU. We're still below the 2007 pre-recession funding levels, despite all that investment. So over the long term, we're going to need to maintain discipline to continue putting revenue into our education system.
Having arrived at the midpoint in his first term, Levine has already had to start thinking about the next one. The primary in which he will seek re-election is now just 8 months away. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.